How's your day going? What's going on there? Are you doing a little yard work, getting ready for colder weather around the corner? You're taking it easy, maybe out in the boat, whatever it is. I'm certainly glad that you're taking us along, because you never know when we're able to share with you something that you'll be able to use at your house or something that you've been thinking about, and we're able to find a way to get you started in the right direction on it. There's a lot of information that might be a problem that someone else is having, that you're having a similar problem, and that might be the case with a who we're going to visit with right now. Lenora's in Virginia with a little bit of moisture seeping in her garage. Lenora, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you.
So tell us about
tell
us about this. You know, send us a picture, which is always great, and a beautiful house, and I love the brick and so forth there. But so this is built into a hillside, so the sides and the back of your garage has earth and dirt all around it, as I understand.
Yes, correct. The back is has dirt on it, and then it's built into a hillside, and it is brick, and then it is a concrete floor, and somehow it just retains a lot of moisture. I have been able to control that with a dehumidifier. However, I would like to find some way to be able to do that without having the cost and expense of constantly running that dehumidifier.
You know, a lot of people don't realize those things really do use a lot of electricity and create a little bit of heat in the area. It can really turn into a lot of money on the electric bill there.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, so the walls, do you have poured concrete walls, or is it concrete block on the inside?
They're poured concrete walls. And then there's brick over those. So I don't really feel that the moisture is coming in from the walls. It may be just from, I'm not exactly sure where it's coming from, but it's not visible. You can't visibly see like water running or anything.
Right.
And I was thinking about, I could, paint the brick with dry lock or something to that effect. But, I have heard you guys, usually say, best just to, let concrete be, because eventually it's going to be a constant thing where you have to continue with the painting, and then it may end up trapping more moisture.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I really think what I would do is attack it in that manner. I had a downstairs area at my house, and kind of the same way, I would see a little bit of moisture leaking in here and there, not really a pool of water, but just a little bit of a stain or some efflorescence and that kind of thing. And I'll tell you, I cleaned all of the walls with TSP, trisodium phosphate, we mention a lot, that you can buy at any paint store or home center and so forth. Follow the directions and clean the walls really good. Get your fan blowing in there to dry it out really well. But I would put two light coats of, and dry lock is a great one to use because it's available in latex. It's pretty reasonable in cost. And just apply one thin coat, and drying time's pretty quick. You can apply another one. And I would go ahead and do the floor at the same time, and particularly right where your wall meets the floor, and just put a nice even coat. First of all, it's going to brighten it up in there. It's going to make it look cleaner, and it probably will block out that moisture. If not, it will help you identify where that moisture is coming in, because it will react to any moisture that you may not see now, but you will see once you put these two coats of waterproofing on it. I mean, it works so well at my house in several different areas downstairs that is completely underground. And that's the first step I would do. And you're not talking about a lot of money, but I would open that garage door and get you plenty of ventilation in there.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking I'd cut a hole in the garage door, maybe put a vent fan there.
Yeah.
I've
thought about that. I've thought about that's a good invention for someone out there that's an inventor, if it's not already out there, to actually have a very slim, low-profile fan that you do put in garage doors that would open and close with that, maybe even solar-powered in some way. you know, Lenore and I are going to come up with an idea here, and
the L and D
garage exhaust fan. We've got it going here.
Right.
I can see the packaging and everything. But if you had that where when the humidity got up to a certain level, or you hear a lot of people talking about driving that hot car into a garage and it's so hot in there to be able to exhaust that. And I've put fans in walls before, like garages like this, to do this very thing. But I don't know. That might be out there somewhere. But I would do the dry lock first, and then if you see, and hopefully that solves it, because the next step after that really is addressing the back part of the house, which would require quite a bit of digging and excavation, and we don't want you to have to do that.
Right, that's right.
Well, give it a try. Okay. Give it a try. I think you'll see that it's very simple and it'll work really well for you, and we certainly appreciate you being on the show today.
All right, thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Okay, you as well. Thank you very much. Yeah, Joe, you know,
that's a tough challenge, because the way to attack it is to dig all the dirt out from around the garage,
right,
and seal it up, you know, with, there are several systems to block the moisture from going, because she said, well, it's poured concrete and brick, but I don't think the moisture is coming through there. Moisture passes through masonry materials, no matter what they are.
Exactly.
I'm sure moisture is going from the dirt right through the wall.
And a lot of times, you know, if they're not using it as a living area, you know, if they're not going to convert it to a room, a little bit of moisture getting in there here and there is okay. But when you have it, you know, just an open sponge of a wall there, and especially something like this where you have dirt on all three sides, you're gonna it's getting in there, it's being drawn in there, so I think she'll find a pretty good result on all of that. But
vent fans would definitely work. Unfortunately, it's an all brick and it's covered with dirt on all three sides.
Yeah.
So where are you gonna? She should really have two vent fans, one blowing in, one blowing out, but where are you going to install them?
Right,
you
know, exactly.
Without seeing, walking around this garage, it would be hard to suggest where to put them in.
Yeah, it really is a tough one to figure out exactly on that.